Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and hello, my friends out there in Radio Land. Praise God, it's another day's journey, and I'm happy about it. I am Evangelist Willie LaFon, and I will be your host and your speaker for tonight. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is the day that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in Him. I'm looking forward to this message and what the Holy Spirit is going to say to us tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our subject for tonight is God is looking at how we treat each other. Praise God. God is looking at how we treat one another. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song for you all, and I'm going to do a prayer tonight, and I want to give you some scripture that you can be looking over, praise the Lord, while you listen to the song. It'll be coming from the scriptures, will be coming from John 14, chapter, verse 9, John 13, verse 34, Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 25 through 37, and Luke, the 7th chapter, verses 12 through 15, praise the Lord. So once again, I'm excited about being online with each of you, praise the Lord. And I'm not sure who all I'm broadcasting out to, but I pray that you will enjoy the song, enjoy the scriptures that we'll go over tonight, and just have a good time in the Lord. But we give God praise and glory, hallelujah, for another day. Thanking and praising God, hallelujah, for being so good to us, hallelujah. And just bless the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God. We've had a few beautiful days, praise God, without all the excess rain, and we're remembering all those who've had really terrible, harsh weather, and we're praying that God will be merciful and help those, Lord God, that are going through devastating situations. So get prepared to listen to this wonderful song. I pray that it will bless you. It's a song that I've been meditating on, and I enjoy it when I listen to it, so I pray that you enjoy it as well. And once we come back, we're going to have a prayer, praise the Lord, and then we're going to look at the topic about God is looking at how we treat one another. Praise God. And I even put a subtopic, who do you look like? As we read the scriptures, I begin to think, you know, how do we fit or how do you place yourself if you had to be one of the people in the story? Which character would look most like you, or who would you look most like in the lesson? Okay, praise the Lord. Prepare to listen to this song. God, the Lord, made a way, and it's by Travis Green. He made a way, praise the Lord, and it's a beautiful song, so we pray that you will enjoy it. So listen to this.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Yes.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you confess. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. Watching now.
Over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're
you did it. Glory be to God. You made a way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You made a way. Hallelujah. He made mountains to move and walls to fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. He made a way. So I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God because he is so good. Hallelujah. And we see so many things going on, but you have to remember to trust in the Lord. Glory be to God and realize, hallelujah, really he's already made the way. Hallelujah. We just have to ask God to help us. Hallelujah, to be steadfast, unmovable, and continue to abound in the work of God. Why? Because God has already made the way for us. Hallelujah. Doesn't the scripture say he's given us that which pertains to life and godliness? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me pause for a prayer. Praise God. And after the prayer, we're going to jump right into this study. And prayerfully, I don't like to say too quick. I won't be with you too long. I'm praying that it won't take too long, but we just be directed by the Holy Spirit because I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit to help me with this message. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you for another day's journey. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us so much, that, Lord God, you are for us. Hallelujah. That you've already made the way out of no way, even for us, hallelujah. And, Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the song. I thank you for this word, Lord God, that looks at how you're looking at how we treat one another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this message will challenge each person that hear the message to begin to look in the mirror and reflect on their own life and see whether or not they look more like Christ or not. Hallelujah. And the best way we can see that is how we treat other people. That will really reflect to me. I personally see it as a reflection of our relationship with you. So I'm praying, God, that this message would challenge us to examine our own lives and make sure, hallelujah, that we're doing the very best that we can with the power of your Holy Spirit to be the children of God that we need to be. I pray, God, that you bless the ones that will hear this message on tonight and those who may come along later and listen to the message at another time. I pray that it be such a eye-opener, Lord God, a revelation knowledge to them in the name of Jesus. Now we bind up all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, and we pray that this message will have a healing effect to it. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, I'm not sure where all these places, all the people that will hear the message, but we pray, dear God, hallelujah, that you manifest yourself to them. And God, let them experience, hallelujah, Lord God, your compassion for each of us. Hallelujah. Let them experience your compassion, your mercy, your love, hallelujah, to the point that you were willing to allow your only begotten son to go to a cross, to die for each of us. That's how much compassion you have for all of us. Father, we put this service in your hand tonight, and we pray that you, Lord God, just use us as you see fit to get this message across, that you're concerned about how people treat one another. We honor you on tonight. We pray if there's any sick, we send forth the word of God with your anointing to break up and fight the sickness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bring total wholeness, total wellness, total good health in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for John 16:23-24 that says, whatsoever we ask you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, you'll give it to us so that our joy will be full. We thank you for this service on tonight. We bless you in advance. Use your servant as you see fit that you might be glorified, Father. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. Now this service is in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is looking at how we treat one another. And I put down a subtopic, well, who do you look like? You know, sometimes you begin to look at the Word of God, and I know some of you may have favorite characters in the Bible, praise God, but who do you look more like when you begin to read some stories? So as I began to read some of the message text, praise God, I began to write down some different characters and say, well, who do I look more like in the Word of God? And then I began to say, well, I want to look more like Christ, praise the Lord. So we want to make sure, praise God, hallelujah, we treat others the way, hallelujah, that the Lord would treat us, praise God. And we know he treats us really good because the scripture teach, hallelujah, you know, even in relationship, in marriages, that God loves the church, praise God, hallelujah. He loves us so much, hallelujah, that he sent Jesus and gave Jesus for the church, praise God, hallelujah. So let's look at some scripture on tonight, praise the Lord. And then we'll go ahead and get into this. And I've tried to type some of them out so I wouldn't be going back and forth and flipping the pages. I put down John 14 and verse 9. Hallelujah. Praise God. John 14 and verse 9 says, and this is in the NIV version, New International Version, says, Jesus answered and said, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been with you all this time, and anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? I'm pretty sure a lot of us remember that text. You know, Philip has said, well, Jesus, if you show us the Father, it will suffice us. And Jesus asked, how long have I been with you? And you said, show you the Father. And Jesus said to him, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And that's why I asked the subtopic, who do you look like? Praise God. And we know Jesus didn't do anything except he heard from the Father. And while he was here, he represented God on earth. His name was actually Emmanuel, God with us. Praise God, while he walked the earth, praise God. So who do you look more like? Hallelujah. But God is looking at how we treat one another. And I want to take a couple of examples, a couple of texts in the Bible to look at. One of them is coming from Luke, the 10th chapter. But another one is also coming from Luke, the 7th chapter, because I like that. And you, when I begin to share the lessons, I want you to take something from this, praise God. Look at the different characters. Maybe it's the Samaritan. Maybe it's the scribe. Or maybe it's someone else in the story that fit more like you. But in any case, you take a look at that and let the Holy Spirit direct you as far as, you know, who do you look more like, praise God. But look at how people are being treated. And why did we come up with God is looking at how we're being treated? Well, I remember when my sister passed away, and I was, you know, sometimes you can remember some things and how you're being treated, even by family members. And sometimes it's not been so good. It has not been so pleasant. So what I did, praise God, I went, and I began to meditate on that. And as I was coming back from Mississippi, coming back to South Carolina, I remember the thing, the message came to me, God is looking at how we treat one another. We can't treat people any kind of way. And I know with the situations last year and even this year, you see how other people have been treating other people. And a lot of it has not been so nice, not been so kind. So we want to make sure if we say that we are children of God, if we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, then we need to be looking like the Lord. The scripture teach that let this mind that is in Christ be also in us. But we want to make sure we do look like the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thought, God is looking at how we treat one another. And then even a lot of times you may not even be thinking about it. It could be members in your family. How are you treating them? Are you treating them with compassion, with mercy, with love, with kindness? Praise God. Hallelujah. So those are some questions that you may want to think about as we look at this lesson. And let me go to, so that was the scripture, praise God, John 14 and the 9th chapter where Philip had a question about who show us the Father. And basically he was asking Jesus to show them who the Father was. Praise God. And Jesus was trying to explain to him, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And another scripture we had now was John the 13th chapter, praise God, and verse 34. And I put, basically, I like it from, I put down verse 34 and 35, and it says, a new command, this is Jesus speaking, a new command I give to you. And he says to love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. This is what Jesus is saying. You know, the scripture, when the question was asked, what's the greatest command, and the person responded saying to love the Lord thy God, and we'll get into that, I think, a little later on, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbors yourself. But then Jesus said in John, praise God, the 34th chapter, praise God, hallelujah, to love, 13th chapter, and verse 34 and 35, love one another, praise God. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. That's basically what Jesus is saying to us today, praise God. And he said, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you, what, love one another. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And then I'm going to give you something a little different tonight, praise God. After the scripture, I want to give you a key word focus. And what is that? Compassion. Praise God, hallelujah, compassion. Put that down, note that somewhere, and I want you to remember that word, compassion, praise God, as we look at this message on tonight. So I want to focus on two short, topics, well, not topics, but two brief, let's say some scriptures. First, I was going to go to Luke, the 10th chapter, but I'll go to Luke, the 7th chapter first, and I'm going to look at 7th chapter, verses 11 through 15, and I already have it typed out, praise the Lord, so just stay with me, hallelujah. Luke, the 7th chapter, and remember the key focus, the key word focus is compassion. Verses, and this is come from the King James Version, praise the Lord. And it came to pass the day after that he went into the city called Nain. Now, who is he? Jesus. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Key word focus, compassion. He had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and that's the part of the coffin, and they that bare him, the pallbearers in other words, stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus delivered him to his mother. Look at that. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. There Jesus was entering a city called Nain, and he interrupted a funeral procession. The widow was bearing her only son. And in scripture teach us in that 13th verse that Jesus saw her. When he saw her, he had compassion on her. Hallelujah. How do we treat one another? God is looking at how we treat one another. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion, and his compassion compelled him to do something about the situation. Glory be to God. We can say we love people, but sometimes we may look at them and smile at them, and then we go up and they can be in a need, and we just keep on by. We're going to read another text, and we're going to really see what took place in this next text that I read to you. But praise God, when we treat each other right, we love them to the point that we're preferring them, and we're loving them to the point that we have this type of compassion that we can do something about the situation that they're in. If they're hungry, praise God, we should be able to give them something to eat. Hello, somebody. I may be talking to myself. Praise the Lord. But God wants us to be his true children of God. We can't behave like the world. The world treats people all kind of ways, but we're supposed to be, praise God, the light of the world, the salt of the earth, hallelujah, as children of God. And we should treat one another, hallelujah, with compassion. Hallelujah. Jesus said that a new command I give to you, that you love one another. Hallelujah. As I've loved you, so you must love one another. And love not just in, I hear the scripture says, love indeed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, to the point that it presses you to do something about a situation that needed attention. And this widow woman was bearing her only son. And you know, if she didn't have nobody left, she was going to be left up to, I guess, if you will, the state, but to help take care of her. But she needed it. And Jesus had compassion to the point that he was willing to do something about the situation. Glory be to God. And that's how we need to be. If we're to love one another, if we see someone, praise God, that is in trouble, and you know what, I'm going to say this early, I'm not going to wait till the end. When people don't have Christ in their life, they are in trouble. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. It may be a member of our family. It may be a neighbor, a family member. It may be someone, you know, some of these people out here in the world that hate, got a lot of hate in their heart. We have to love them to the point that we're willing to get the message to them and not be silent about it. Hello, somebody. We got to say something, that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And I recommend, and that brings me to the point, praise God, there was another lesson in the Bible that talked about how four friends had a friend who was paralyzed. And they knew if they couldn't fix his situation, they got him to the one that could fix his situation, and his name is Jesus. I remember that apparently they had enough compassion that they were willing to tear open the roof of this house where Jesus was to lower down their friend so that they could get him to Jesus. And that's what we have to do as people of God, children of God, praise God. If we love one another, we can't fix it, and we can't do something to help the situation. We need to get them to God. Hallelujah. Get them to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That means we've got to be the people that we say that we are, to the point that, hallelujah, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in us will reflect Jesus and will point people to Christ. Hallelujah. And we need to get them to God to the best of our ability. Even in intercessory prayer at times, praise God, if we can't fix it, if we can't help the situation. And I like the story about the four guys who carried their friends, praise God, on a stretcher, and they tore open this house roof and let down their friend because Jesus was there. Hallelujah. And Jesus saw the faith, and he had compassion. He was able to do something about it. Praise God. Key word, focus, compassion. When we, hallelujah, love people, when we love others the way God wants us to, we're going to have compassion, and we don't want them to stay in the condition that they're in, but we're praying, hallelujah, that a change will be made in their lives. Hallelujah. Let me just, happened to look at one of my little Word of Faith magazines that I usually get, and this has been some time ago. An article that had to do with the power of compassion. And I wanted to share a few words from that. I don't have my magnifying glass, and I may not share too much of it, but it says compassion is a vehicle. Praise God. It says compassion is a vehicle for God's power to ride on. Whenever Jesus was moved with compassion, he did something miraculous. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. What does this mean for us? As ambassadors, and our understanding of compassion will affect how we allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us to others. Glory be to God. I believe I read that again, even if it's for myself. As ambassadors, we are children of God. We are as ambassadors of God. Our understanding of compassion will affect how we allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us to others. And we always need to be guided by the Holy Spirit, praise God. in dealing with others. Yes, we do. You need to hear what the Holy Spirit says and how to respond. I remember we were doing street ministry once, and I always expect to hear from the Holy Spirit, how do I approach this person? And we were a lot of people was around this tree, and I remember as I was getting ready to approach this young this group that was up there, I heard a song said, "Take the Lord with you everywhere you go." And I began to sing that song, "You ought to take the Lord with you everywhere you go." And I sang that, and then this guy's ears just perked up, and he said, "You know, I like that song. I like singing." And that was the door opening, praise God. So we looked to the Holy Spirit to help us, and we were witnessing as doing street ministry. We were telling people about the Lord. And that's one of the most important things that we can do as children of God, be a light and salt in this earth and try to lead people, point people to Christ, because a lot of people, if you don't have the Lord in your life, ain't no telling what the devil can deceive you with. So praise God. That was just a little bit. And I want to say praise God, hallelujah. The scripture said when it says the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. What Jesus was compelled, it compelled Jesus to action, praise God. And so when we have compassion, praise God, it should compel us to action, praise the Lord, hallelujah, when dealing with others. Okay, that's enough on that. Now I want you to begin to, you may say, well, who could have I been? Could I have been the pallbearer? Was I more like Jesus? Was I more like the widow? And no doubt she was screaming, and her child, she was bearing her child, and she was squalling and having a bad time, let's put it like that, because it was her only son. Okay, well, I'll give you a few more characters to look to see who you look like in this next little scenario. Praise God. I'll look at 10th chapter of Luke. Go to 10th chapter, Luke the 10th chapter. And I said I'm not going to be with you long, and I'm trying my best not to be with you too long. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Luke the 10th chapter, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verses 25 through 37. Now, and this is the King James Version, and other versions may have it a little bit different, praise the Lord. It says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up," verse 25, "and tempted him," tempting who? Jesus. Now, he was tempting Jesus, "Master, what shall I do to inherit the eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What's written in the law? How do you read what's in the law?" In other words, that's what Jesus said. And he answered the man, and the lawyer answered him, "You shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Okay, wasn't that one of the, he knew what was in the word. That's I call him the scribe, the lawyer, praise God. And Jesus said to him, "You have answered right. Well, you do this and you shall live." That's what Jesus said to him. But now this lawyer, see, he was tempting Jesus. See, he had something else in his motive for why he was asking this question. But the scribe or the lawyer, willing to justify himself, he wanted to justify himself. He said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Hello, somebody. Now, and a lot of people ask that question because they want to know, who should I help? Well, and Jesus answered him, and he basically answered him with a type of parable. And this is what he said, and I want you to decide. Now, you could be described, you could be looking more like Jesus, but let's look at, it says a certain man. He could have been a certain man. Listen to the other characters in the story. And Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem." He went down from Jerusalem. He wasn't going up to Jerusalem. He was coming down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And what? And it is known that when you go down this certain path, there are going to be some thieves and robbers waiting on you to get a hold of what you got. But anyway, it says, "This certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and they stripped him of his clothes, and they wounded him, and they departed, leaving him half dead." Hello, somebody. Now, he was in a pickle. The Lord is looking at how we treat others. Hello, somebody. "And by chance, there came down a certain priest." Okay, you may not be the certain man that got beat up and took for everything you had. Maybe you're the certain priest. A certain priest came that way. Well, remember, he's going down from Jerusalem. Now, the priest is not going up to Jerusalem, because if he was going up to Jerusalem, he could say, well, I'm not supposed to touch anything that's, you know, unclean, because I got my duties to do at the temple. Hello, somebody. But the priest was going down from Jerusalem. Come on, he went that way, and he saw this certain man that had been beat up and left half dead. What did the priest do? He passed on the other side. My Lord. You think he probably just didn't know that the Lord was looking at that. Come on, somebody. And likewise, verse 32, a Levite, and these are supposed to be people in the temple who help make sure everything is run right in the temple. A Levite, when he was at that place, at the place, he's going down from Jerusalem also, came and he looked on him. The Levite at least looked on him. And then he did what? He passed on the other side. Have mercy. But, glory be to God, aside from that, but a certain Samaritan, and some Bible versions say a good Samaritan, but a certain Samaritan, it didn't tell what family he was from, but he was a Samaritan. As he journeyed, he came where he was, where this man who had been beaten up and taken for all he had, and when he saw him, the scripture says that the certain Samaritan had compassion on him. Glory be to God. And we already said, key word focus, compassion. Compassion moves you to do something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God is looking at how we treat one another, if we see people in trouble, we should do the best we can to help them. If we can't fix the situation, we need to get them to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get them to the hospital. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. We need to do what the Holy Spirit directs us to do to help people. Praise God. Hallelujah. More so, we need to be light and salt, for real. And we need to open up our mouth about injustice and inequality and wrong. Hello, somebody. You got to be. It's a time for us not to keep silent. We got to open up our mouths and say something, because standing on the sideline, passing by the other way and people being mistreated is not right. Hello, somebody, where'd that come from? Okay. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, when he came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him. Hello. It moved. Compassion moves you to do something. Verse 34 says the certain Samaritan went to this man, bound up his wounds, poured oil and wine in those wounds to help with the healing, and he set him on his own beast, hello somebody, and he brought him to an inn, and he took care of him. Look at all of this, and I said, when I read that scripture and I got the understanding about this good Samaritan, I call him a certain Samaritan, it's good Samaritan, I said, God, I need to do better. Hello, somebody. Have mercy, Jesus. But this compassion he had, and this is what helps you. It lets you know. I said, boy, this Samaritan was on to something, and he had to have, oh, glory be to God. You can't have just compassion without knowing who the Lord is. He knew exactly what to do. Praise God. He went to him, he bound up his wounds, he poured in oil and wine, he set him on his own beast, he took what he had and let this man use that, because he was in no shape, he was half dead. He couldn't walk, so he put him on his own beast, so he brought him to an inn, took him to an inn, and took care of him. My God Almighty, I don't know what his mission was, but at this point, this was more important, to take care of this man. This compassion that this certain Samaritan had moved him to do something to help this man who had gotten himself in a lot of trouble with these thieves and crooks and robbers. And verse 35 says, on the next day, on tomorrow, when he departed, when the good Samaritan would depart, he took out 2 pence, or another text may say 2 denarii. And they say that could be for enough for 2 weeks worth of pay, and gave them to the host of the inn, and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay you. Now, you know what? When I read that, praise God, it made me think, you know, what you do for Christ will last. And the good that you do, guess what? When Jesus comes again, you don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to be rewarded. You will be rewarded. Doesn't the scripture say you reap what you sow? Hello, somebody. And I see it as, you know, if you do good to people, guess what? If you need some good done to you, it will be done for you. Glory be to God. But I thank and praise God for this because it's an eye-opener. It's saying that people of God, we got to do better. Sometimes we don't speak to certain people. Some people don't speak to certain people in the church. Come on here, somebody. We're supposed to be children of God. We need to do better about how we treat people in our own homes. We got to do better how we treat people in the body of Christ, and we certainly need to be genuine people, hallelujah, for the world, because the world is in trouble. And if they don't see the God in us, if they don't see the kindness and the compassion in on the inside of us, what in the world, what kind of example will they have? Lord, have mercy. Holy Spirit, help us all. And God, continue to work on us. If we need to be put back in the potter's house and made over, God, help us, Lord God. Have mercy. As David prayed the prayer in Psalms 51, create in us a clean heart. Let me say this first. Forgive us, Lord God, for falling short of being the people we're supposed to be, of loving one another, of having compassion to the point that it causes us and compels us to do something about the situation. Praise God. And when we can't do something to help ourselves, at least let us begin to intercede in such a way, with such compassion, that it moves you, dear God, to change the situation. I'm reminded of how so many people have been sick for so long a time, and I pray that I move with compassion with such a point. But when I pray to God, God, you see that these people have been in this condition for so long. God, turn it around in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me hasten on. Praise the Lord. And on the morrow, we see that he went even further. I mean, this certain Samaritan, he had the key. Praise God. He had the key. Praise God. He had compassion, and it moved him. And I would say that he was he looked more like Jesus than a whole lot of, certainly than the scribe or the lawyer who was trying to justify himself or tempting Jesus. Yeah, or he looked more like Jesus than the Levite or even the priest. And you would think they would have looked more like Christ. Hello, somebody. He had compassion. Praise God. He really treated this person. Praise God. Treat people like you would want to be treated. If you saw somebody hurt and wounded, you stop and help. Praise God if you're able to do it. Hallelujah. You can keep your mask on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay. The verse, and then Jesus asked the scribe, he said, which of now of these thieves do you think is your neighbor? And of course, he said, the one that, you know, was able to do like the Samaritan did for the man. That was the true, genuine neighbor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read that verse. Jesus said, which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man? Was it the Levite? Was it the priest? Or was it the Good Samaritan? Hello. And the lawyer or the scribe said, the one who had mercy on him. In other words, mercy and compassion, basically the same. And Jesus told him, go and do what? Likewise. Go and do likewise. So now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think that's enough of examples in the scripture of, praise God, what we want to point out. And like I said, the key word tonight that I wanted you all to, the word focus tonight was compassion. And when Jesus tell us, praise God, to love you one another, even as I've loved you, and see, they hadn't got to the point where Jesus had laid down his life, but he loved us enough to lay his life down for us. And he said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends or for others, praise God. He wants us, God wants us to love one another. He says that, like I said, the subject is God is looking at how we treat one another. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So I pray that something that was in these texts tonight, the one how Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, was moved to compassion to the point that he was willing. He saw the heart of this widow woman whose only son had died, and he was moved to compassion to give her back her son alive. Good God Almighty. What compassion. Yes, he did. The one that is also remind you of how Mary and Martha and Lazarus, friends of Jesus, and how Lazarus had died, and Martha cried, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And that would have been the truth, because life, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, praise God. And when he's on the scene, death can't stand against the life, glory be to God. Jesus will be the victor, glory be to God. And he wept, praise God. He had compassion on them. And he said, show me where they laid Lazarus. Praise God. It's been 4 days, they said. But Jesus, show me, take me to the place. And he called him back. He had compassion. His heart was wounded because of their heart grieving over their brother Lazarus. My Lord, that's a move to compassion to do something. Praise God. Jesus was moved with compassion to do something about the widow's only begotten son who had died, only son who had died, praise God. And then we see a certain Samaritan. And I just see that this certain Samaritan looked more like Jesus than any of the others in that lesson that we looked at on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that something that we've said on tonight will challenge you to look in the mirror and see which person in the story that you look like most. And I pray it also challenges each of you to want to look more like Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that's all I have for tonight, friends. I pray that you have been blessed by this message, that God is looking at how we treat one another. I know sometimes people can get in a group and they can go to yada, 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 but if it's not about giving glory to God and praising the Lord or doing something that's going to be a help or a blessing to someone else, then I would recommend you not join in with them, because joining in with a crowd and they headed down the wrong path would be getting you in the same type of trouble. So we pray that something that we've said on tonight will bless you, and I pray, hallelujah, that God will keep you until we meet again next month, praise God, hallelujah, and the Lord give us another text to look at. I want to get to the point at some point, praise the Lord, that we will try to figure out this computer where we can allow you to ask questions or comments in the end. I don't see any additional. I saw somebody else on the line, but I don't see anybody else who's need to ring in at this time. So I think that's going to be all, and I'm going to pray a closing prayer, and then I'll let you go early, praise the Lord. And that's just about a miracle for me. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you so much for this great message on tonight, hallelujah. I thank you for letting us be aware of the fact that you are looking at how we treat each other. I thank you for your Holy Spirit for giving me this text on word focus on compassion. When we're dealing with others, how we treat others, we should have compassion to the point, praise God, of doing something. It should move us to action. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As God representatives, we need to love people. Hallelujah. Compassion, hallelujah, has nothing to do with personal preference. God was not a respecter of persons. So regardless of the color of their skin, the texture of their hair, what size they are, if we can do something to help people, let us do it in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, to move past these being a respecter of people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to get past this behavior. and help us to love others, Lord God, regardless of where they come from, what color their skin are. Help us to show kindness to people, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will work down on the inside of us and help us to meditate on Psalms 51. Lord, hallelujah, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Hallelujah. Please take not thy Holy Spirit from us, Lord God. Glory be to God, for we need your Holy Spirit to give us direction on what to do and how to do it. We thank you for this message, that you're looking at how we treat others, and we pray that your Holy Spirit that govern our lives and give us direction would help us to treat people right, regardless of who they are. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And I bless you on tonight, Heavenly Father. I give you praise, glory, and honor. Help us, Lord God, and keep us until we meet again. I bless those who came on the line tonight. I pray special prayers for them. I pray that their needs are met. Lord God, I pray for those that are sick on tonight, that your compassion, your love for them, Lord God, will release your supernatural miracle-working healing power in there and fight for them, Lord God, especially those that are fighting against this virus, Lord God, or they may have some type of sickness, cancer, or sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, maybe some type of kidney disorder, Lord God, or some lupus, Lord God. We pray that the supernatural miracle-working healing power of God will be released in their body. If they have some type of obstruction, Lord God, in their body, we pray that your supernatural miracle-working healing power loose that obstruction in their body in the name of Jesus. Touch the mind, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those that, Lord God, have trouble in their mind, God, we pray for a restoration, Lord God, of a good sound mind in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, help people everywhere. And we give your name the praise this evening, Heavenly Father. Thank you for loving us so much, for being for us, hallelujah, and watching over us each day in the name of Jesus. Let your divine will for our lives be done. And we pray that you, Lord God, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it might be that's trying to come against your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We thank you for victory in Jesus' name, and we love you. Thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede for us. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you for coming on tonight, and we bless each of you, and we pray that you have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and we bid you shalom. Good night.